Bubbles Rhymes with Troubles by Charles Rammelkamp. By the time I got to Hollywood, Bubbles Wilson told a reporter, my past was as dead as my old name. She was calling herself Mary Nolan then, trying to break into the movies. She did get cast as Connie Madden opposite Edward G. Robinson's Cobra Collins in Outside the Law. But as Mark Twain said, history may not repeat itself, but it rhymes. Born in Louisville, Kentucky, to an unwed teenager, Imogene Robinson fled a convent in Missouri to New York at the age of 13, modeling for photographers until Florence Ziegfeld discovered her, called her Bubbles because of her effervescent personality, made her a star of the burlesque stage. Only two people in America would bring every reporter in New York to the docks, they said, the president and Bubbles Wilson. But she got mixed up with Frank Tinney, the comedian, an older married man. Frank beat her black and blue. Once, he hurled an ashtray at her head. This girl looks like she was struck by an automobile, Ziegfeld's doctor testified in court. But he fired her for the negative publicity. And, like the dope she was, she followed Frank to Europe, a dumb kid convinced she was in love. Frank continued to beat her up, but then he got his karmic reward, fell into bankruptcy, his wife left him, his house burned down, and he had a nervous breakdown. That's when Bubbles Wilson became Mary Nolan, tried to break into Hollywood. But in L.A., she got involved with another abusive married man, Ed Minix, who beat her so bad she wound up in the hospital, where she became addicted to morphine. Is it any wonder Bubbles OD'd, dead at 42? She'd also told the reporter, you can use a postage stamp only once. I guess that about describes me.